هي كلاسيك نار لان هو واطي يكون اعلى. هي بدنا ياكلها هي.
When Abu Imar fled with his family from Raqqa last year, the last thing he expected was for Islamic State fighters to take over his property. In the building, there's French writing on the walls warning of IS strikes on European cities. Abu says the house had been commandeered by Belgian IS foreign fighters. On the third floor, one of the rooms facing the main street has a hole in the wall. Abu explains its purpose.
There was a sniper here that placed all the furniture against the wall and converted this room into a sniper's nest.
He says people attempting to escape from Raqqa during the fighting were targeted by Islamic State fighters positioned in sniper's nest, like the one here in his room. On the ground floor of the building next door, there's a large hole in the ground. It's 2 meters long and 3 meters deep, with a spiraling metal staircase leading into complete darkness. 28-year-old Shivan, a Raqqa local, says the tunnel was built by the Islamic State.
It's clear that they were digging something here since vehicles were transporting things coming and going during the night on a daily basis. We heard noises similar to a pneumatic drill, excavating sounds coming from underground.
According to Shivan, there are at least some 30 tunnels in his neighborhood, and those are the ones he's aware of. The real number remains unknown. He remembers the first time he went down a tunnel with friends.
When we entered the tunnel, the first thing we came across was a suicide belt. A few meters down, I saw a pillow. On it was some strange device, something I'd never seen before. It could have been an improvised explosive device. I don't know. But we left the tunnel straight after seeing this object.
Shivan leads me to one of the tunnels. The structure appears very solid and professionally made, with reinforced concrete arches and panelled walls. The tunnel is about 1.5 meters high and 1 meter wide. The length is estimated at between 300 to 400 meters long, with three separate entrances. There are also three rooms with mattresses, pillows, blankets, some leftover food, and what appears to be bottles with urine inside. But Shivan believes what he sees is just the tip of an underground iceberg.
So, for example, in the Mwaiya neighborhood, in each street there are 3, 4, 5 tunnels. So, in general, there is another city under this city.
The tunnels were used in many different ways, as an effective bunker against US-led coalition airstrikes, to store food, weapons and ammunition, and a place for IS fighters to live and sleep. Most tunnels had access to power and others had restrooms and medical facilities. Raqqa local Mohammed Khalaf says they also had a tactical value.
These tunnels wouldn't play a role during a battle. After the US-led coalition forces would take control of the city, the tunnels could be used to coordinate strikes on Syrian Democratic Forces and trap coalition-supported Kurds inside the city.
Talking with residents here, some say the Islamic State has returned to the city and operates in underground sleeper cells. Knowing the full extent and scale of these tunnels remains an unknown. Philip Warwick for RFI, Raqqa, Syria.